Back now to our special coverage of the dramatic developments in Libya today. The U.S. and its allies have begun an attacks on several targets in Libya following this week's United Nations resolution authorizing a no-fly zone. President Obama says the action is meant to defend the Libyan people against their own leader, Muammar Gaddafi.
I want the American people to know that the use of force is not our first choice, and it's not a choice that I make lightly. But we cannot stand idly by when a tyrant tells his people that there will be no mercy.
The United States and Britain launched more than 100 cruise missiles from warships and submarines in the Mediterranean, and the French Air Force sent fighter jets to attack the armored vehicles manned by troops loyal to Gaddafi. NPR's David Green is one of our correspondents in Libya now. He is in Tripoli. And David, can you hear me?
I can, Guy. Good evening.
Tell me, have you seen any signs of missile strikes from where you are?
We have not here in the center of Tripoli. The sounds we've been hearing all day are static gunfire, which we're told is more celebratory, although we can't get out and confirm it's celebratory, Gaddafi supporters. But we just got a briefing from an official who's described as the head of the legislature here in Libya. His name's Mohamed Zouay, and he confirmed, saying that the Libyan government is aware of military strikes outside Tripoli and also near Misrata, which is a city that has been the site of a lot of fighting about 2 hours east of the capital. And he said there were military sites that were struck. He also made the claim that there were what he described as civilian buildings that were hit. And he said that hospitals are filling up, ambulances are on the run, getting people who are hurt in those strikes. Now, we should say, Guy, there is no way at this point for us to confirm that, even make the effort to confirm that, because journalists are not allowed to leave this hotel without government minders coming with us. So those are claims that we can just say those were his words. And one of the final questions of the press conference was, will you take us to these hospitals? Will you let us meet the people who are injured? And he said, tomorrow, maybe tomorrow.
It sounds to me, David, that Tripoli, where you are, doesn't feel a whole lot different than it perhaps felt yesterday. I mean, is there an imminent sense that an attack is coming there? Are people panicking or worrying?
There was a sense only in that a lot of Gaddafi supporters were getting very loud, very boisterous, and rallying around the leader. We spent part of today at Gaddafi's sprawling military compound in the center of the city. I mean, there are soccer fields, there are buildings, and a lot of it is still sort of crumbled from an attack by the U.S. in the 1980s. And Gaddafi proudly has a statue outside one of the buildings of this large golden fist grasping the model of an American fighter jet. And so that was the perfect place for him to have a rally. Gaddafi himself did not show up. His daughter rode through the crowd, and his supporters were basically offering themselves up in some ways as human shields, saying, we will die with Gaddafi. If the United States, Britain, or France want to hit his compound, they have to come through us first.
David, any signs of the Libyan military, military forces moving in any direction in particular from where you are?
Not at this point. What Libyan officials say is that they have been respecting the ceasefire, although all the reports we've been getting from our colleagues and from elsewhere in Libya would suggest that's not true. An interesting thing from this news briefing that we just had, Guy, Libyan officials confirmed in Benghazi that there are pro-Gaddafi militias within the city who, as they put it, have been cleansing. Now, they say they are cleansing terrorist groups from outside the city, from out of Benghazi. But this was one of the first confirmations that we've had of militias who are loyal to Gaddafi actually being in action over the last 24 hours and trying to keep that military effort going.
David, briefly, there are still journalists from the New York Times who we haven't heard from, apparently in Libyan government custody. Any word on their whereabouts?
Not here that I know of, Guy, but I can tell you that journalists who have strayed too far from the government minders have been picked up from the military and held for long periods of time, and the suspicion is that's what went on with the New York Times reporters who were taken.
That's NPR's David Green in the Libyan capital of Tripoli covering the story for us, and we'll be hearing more from David in the coming hours and days. David, please take care of yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Guy.
Here in the studio with me is NPR's senior foreign editor, Lauren Jenkins. Lauren, Let's go back for a moment. This began in mid-February. What began as a series of peaceful protests, I don't think anybody could have imagined would come to this.
Not at all. You know, this began after we'd had the protests in Tunisia that led to the president fleeing and a change of government there in January, which was followed by the protest in Egypt for a month. That led to Hosni Mubarak being retired by his army. And February 15th, the Libyans took it upon themselves to follow the example of their neighbors in Tunisia and Egypt and turn out in the streets for peaceful demonstrations. There were a series of them day after day. On February 17th, there was a Facebook call for a day of rage.
Indeed,
on
yeah.
Friday. And one thing led to another. There were big demonstrations in Tripoli against Gaddafi. He then rallied counter demonstrations of his supporters. There were clashes. One thing led to another. It got more violent. Eventually, 1 week after these started, Gaddafi finally came on air looking distraught, gave a rambling speech that seemed half mad, from the barracks that had been bombed by the U.S., and then he cracked down.
That's NPR senior foreign editor Lauren Jenkins talking, of course, about the situation in Libya. This is special coverage of the Allied military action in Libya. I'm Guy Raz. You're listening to NPR News.